In fact, the Toronto Telegram yesterday, I came across an ad just for a typist. They wanted a fast typist. I couldn't imagine anyone faster than her own beloved Maud.
Yes, how are you today?
Fine, how are you, sir?
Good. No, it's ma'am. I have a cold.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Everyone makes a mistake, you know. I have a cold. Is she looking for a typist?
Yes, just one moment.
A fast one, too, huh?
Yes.
I'm as fast as they come.
Oh, just one moment, please. I'll check over the personnel.
Sure, thank you.
Mrs. Carswell?
Yes, how are you this morning?
Oh,
this afternoon, isn't it? Oh, dear. Saw your ad in the paper.
Yes, may I help you?
Yes, you want a typist, a fast one, eh?
Yes.
Well, I'm good and fast.
I see. What is your name, please?
Mrs. Campbell.
Mrs. Campbell?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What is your address, please?
George Henry Boulevard. Live right there.
George Henry Boulevard?
Yes, that's right.
What is the number on George Henry?
108, dear.
108?
Yes, 108.
I'll have to ask you your age, Mrs. Campbell.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Well,
I've never heard of such. You have to know my age, do you?
Well, approximately.
Well, it's somewhere around 35.
Around 35, eh?
Well, I didn't know.
Yes, are you working now, Mrs. Campbell?
No, I haven't worked in about, 24 years.
24 years unemployed, eh?
Well, don't say unemployed, love. Just say...
Well, I mean not...
Between jobs.
I see.
Yes, oh, dear.
Uh-huh. And what is your typing speed, Mrs. Campbell?
Oh, you know, like I can type A and B, all the alphabet I type. Every one of them.
I see. All right, then I'll check with my employer and see if we can line up an interview for you, Mrs. Campbell.
You might be a little surprised at the way I appear, you know.
In what way?
Well, my age, you know. I look a lot older than I am.
Oh, I see.
You know, like a lot of people take me for 70. That's it. That's ridiculous. You know, I could give them a shot. Oh, dear.
Yes, I can imagine.
Yes, indeed. Weird. People always want to know your age, don't they?
Yes,
how old are you? You know, how old are you? How old are you? That's all I hear.
Well, I know. Would you hold the line for a moment,
then
please?
Boy Scouts help me across the street. You ever have that happen to you yet?
No, not yet.
Then Girl Guides want to help me across the street, and I tell her, get out of here. Get out. Leave me alone, you know.
Oh, I don't blame you.
Okay, now.
Well, that's fine, Mrs. Campbell. I'll try and get in touch with you sometime later today.
Do you ever listen to the radio?
Yes, once in a while.
You ever listen to Jungle J on Chum?
Oh, you know what that is? It's my partner, Jungle J.
Some what?
No, I don't. You know, I thought it was my husband.
You thought it was your husband?
Yes. You know, I got tears all over my face.
You got what all over your face?
Tears.
Tears?
I'm laughing.
And you thought I was your husband must be a nut too, is he?
Well, my God. You know, I've got all this information written down.
Well, that's terrific.
Thank you very much.
Yes, goodbye from Martha and the whole crowd and Maud and all the gang. Goodbye.
Goodbye.